Ambivalent. It feels like I'm on the precipice of a major change in my life, or at least maybe the most interesting year of my life is going to be 2025. And because of this, there's a bit of a calm before the storm aspect to my life right now. And I feel this push and pull between I should be working right now, but I shouldn't be working because I'm on holiday break. But I can't help but feel overwhelmed with everything that's in front of me. And I feel emotionally alone right now, and I don't know what that is. I think part of it is the trip that I took and just being alone for 2 weeks, being isolated. And I don't know. I'm, you know, around my family, and I just feel like this overwhelming amount of loneliness, as if like we're operating in two completely different worlds. So I feel like just off, I guess, with everything that's going on right now, and I don't know how to fix it. I feel like I'm in a rut, but also not in a rut. It's like all things at once. Do I want to work? Do I not want to work? Do I want to play? Do I not want to play? Do I want to exercise? Do I not want to exercise? Like, I feel stuck in the middle of all these decisions. We went and looked at snowmobiles yesterday. We need to get a snowmobile in order to use the cabin in the wintertime. We have other things to do. We have to, our pipes, as it stands right now, if we were to like try and use our cabin, our pipes would be frozen. And so we have to heat our crawl space and all that, but we could make it work. For now, like we can get portable heaters, put them in the crawl space. It's relatively safe because if they tip over, you know, they're going to turn off. They have auto shut off, they're electric, et cetera, et cetera. We would only use them while we're there. So we went to go look at snow machines and snowmobiles. You know, it was exciting. It was like, ooh, new toy. You know, it tickles my sort of dopamine sensors. And I was really excited. And then it was like, you know, just getting sort of these questions about like, do we need this? Do we want this? Do we want to spend the money? Should we buy used? Should we buy new? And I just sort of was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm tired of thinking about this. Let's just not get it. Like, there's no like immediacy. Like, there's no, like, no one seems super excited. So, and there seems to be this sort of friction, if you will. And so there was enough friction where I was like, you know what? I don't care anymore. And it's not fun. It's not fun to be this like ambivalent about things. I love our cabin. I would love to go up in the wintertime and go, you know, see what it's like. It's supposed to be very quiet because there isn't such easy access. Not a lot of people have snowmobiles again. So I was really excited. And then like kind of just having external forces sort of deflate that excitement. And I was like, okay, I'm not excited anymore. Let's move on. And, you know, I just feel like maybe that's what it is. It's like I just feel deflated all over the place. It's hard to, like, stay excited and engaged with life when you feel like you're just being deflated from, like, left and right. And some of those are external. Some of those are internal. This is an acknowledgement of that. I don't know how to get out of this rut. I feel like I'm just sort of like, just doing things for others. And I feel like completely incapable of doing something for myself right now. And I don't know how to fix that even like the thought of like exercising is like, oh, you're doing something for yourself, but it's like, it feels like an obligation. Like, I have to exercise because I don't want to get fat or, you know, whatever. It doesn't necessarily feel like it's just for me. Even like going snowboarding, I want to go snowboarding, but some of it feels like I want to go snowboarding because I should go snowboarding. Like, that's a hobby I do. So there's just this overwhelming sense of obligation. Even like when my work is this hobby and I want to spend time on this hobby that I love, which is like writing code and thinking about technology. And it feels like an obligation, like, oh, I'm doing this to move a work project forward. Well, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be working on work stuff right now. You should be on break. So I just feel ambivalent about everything. I'm going up to Idaho tomorrow. Part of that is just out of pure obligation. I don't necessarily want to go. But also, like, what else do I have going on? Nothing. So might as well go. And make others happy. And with that, on that super uplifting note, I will let you go.